This recording, Ghana 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a very long time, so she was very happy to start a new job in the North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress, her mittens, and a fairy yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the dog, for the bird. Soon, that goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon the goose began to tire, and soon Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Coma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I think I was about 10 years old, right? And I went to a preparatory school. It was more of a private school. This happened in Ghana. It was more of a private school. And in the morning when your parents drop you off, because your parents like have to go to work or whatever, depending on what time your parents dropped you off before classes started, they had this library thing. So your parents drop you off. You walk like to the, it was towards the, like the head office, the main office, and the main office was right in front of the school. So you walk to the main office and you're directed into like a big reading room where like all the students, normally the kids, sit and read books till it was time to start classes. And we hated it. We hated doing that. And there was a wall around our school because our school was like right by the roadside. And my dad dropped me off. And when he took off, instead of going in, I didn't go in. So I went right with some friends. We're walking right by the wall. And there was this really sharp curve right beside the wall. And we were talking and eating our lunch, which we were supposed to wait. And I was the one closest to the road. And I was like talking and looking back at my friends. And the next thing I heard was one of my friends, Solomon. He's like, "Ben, watch out, there's a car coming." And before I could turn my head to see the car, I got knocked right into the wall by the car. Bum. And I fell. I didn't feel like I was seriously hurt. So when I got up, I wanted to run. And I started running and they were chasing after me and they grabbed me. They're like, "We have to take you to the hospital." I'm like, "There's nothing wrong with me." Because I was more worried about my dad finding out. I'll get into shit, right? So I'm like, "No, I'm fine. I need to go. I need to go to school." They wouldn't listen, so they took me to the hospital, and they called my dad. But I was fine, so they did the whole checkup thing, and they said I was fine. About a week after, I started having this really, really bad migraines. Like, half of my head was, I couldn't think straight. Like, it was hurting really bad. And I didn't want to tell my dad, because he was already really, really pissed off at me. So I went through about 2 weeks with this like really bad headache going on, and finally I told my mom. My mom was really pissed. I went to the hospital. They had to go do some like CAT scans or whatever it was, because they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, and everyone was freaking out. And because everyone was freaking out, I was freaking out because my older brothers were saying, you're gonna go insane. They were teasing me that I had this like tumor in my head and it was spreading, because it kept on getting worse and worse as time went on. And they were like, it's spreading and you're gonna get mad, you're gonna get crazy, so you just watch. And I said, I think to myself a lot. So I thinking to myself and talking to myself and that kind of thing, and them saying I was going to get mad and everything, like I actually started believing that I was getting crazy. I started becoming really quiet. But then after the CAT scans and everything, they said it was nothing major. I don't remember what they said, but I was given like a lot of medications to take for a while. And after a while, things got better. But yeah, whenever I think it's one of those memories that come back, because I remember when I went back to school, I was out of school. Like I didn't go to school for about 2 or 3 weeks. And when I went back to school, there was this thing written on the board. It's like, Ben was hit by a car for skipping library on the date was right there. So yeah, that was the story. It was scary, really scary.